Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jeff Phelps. That's Andy Baskin. Menigan.
Is that from Hee Haw?
Meredith. You met another and you were gone?
Yeah, that's what that was, wasn't
no.
it? That was like playing Name That Tune in like 1 second there. You gave me the note and I heard it. I heard it. And she was gone. Right? Isn't that what it is?
Sure.
Isn't that the line?
Let's
Isn't that
go
the
with
lyric?
That. Yeah.
Okay.
I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to. It didn't resonate though. Like I wanted to hear you sing it. You can sing it. Come on, man.
I could sing the whole song for you, but I don't want to do that.
There is no whole song. Isn't it just like the beginning?
It's a little jingle, a little chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it, but I'm not going to sing it for you.
What was that whole thing? They were standing in the cornfields, and what were they doing, one-liners and singing the song?
We're trying to prime ourselves for the coach's press conference here, and you're talking hee-haw.
Jeff, what's
I'm
the difference?
I'm here for hee-haw over what's going to happen.
Well, what is the difference between hee-haw and a press conference when the three wins?
We now go live to Thank Berea you. For Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Okay, thanks, Jordan. All right, injury front, just an update. Ethan Posick will be out for the season. He's getting surgery. He tore his Achilles. So obviously feeling for Ethan. He's a huge part of our team, of our offense. We've relied heavily on him having a veteran center in there. So disappointed for him, but I know he will bounce back. He's got the right attitude, as you guys would imagine, but disappointed for Ethan. Obviously, that game doesn't go our way, and just trying to talk through it with the team this morning on the things that the reasons for that and the things that we can do better, the things that we have to do better as a football team, offense, defense, special teams, player, coaches, things that we have to improve upon in games like that. So it's frustrating. We got to learn from it, and then we'll move on to Chicago. With that, I'll take any questions.
First question, we'll go to Mary Kay.
Yeah, Kevin, just wondering, is Shedeur Sanders your starter now for the rest of the season?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your thinking behind that?
I think all along, Mary Kay, as you know, with our quarterbacks and our young players, you're always making sure that you're making the right decisions for our guys. And I think he has constantly and consistently gotten better in each one of these games and how he's approached this game. He's been working very hard. So I feel good about where his development is heading. He knows there are always going to be plays that he can be better and those type of things. But he's very intentional about getting better each and every game he's out there.
Has anything surprised you about his development over these past three starts?
No, I don't know. Surprise is the word, Mary Kay. I think, we've been around each other now going back to April. So I've seen constant improvement in a bunch of areas, but I also saw in that game, some areas of improvement in some areas that we asked him to improve upon. And I think that's, the fun part of coaching is developing players and giving them tools to improve in certain areas, if you will. And I think the fun part is when you have players like Shedeur, like our rookies, whomever it may be, that are very intentional about their own development as well.
Thank you.
All right, next we're going to Daryl.
Yeah, Kevin, I wanted to ask about the two-point conversion philosophy. I know that you guys use the probabilities and all those type of things when making those particular decisions about going for two. I guess my question is, like, you guys have been doing this for a long time, and the wins and losses don't seem to be equating that. My question is, how much of game flow and thing and that factor in, and can they outweigh just the the probabilities of, hey, you're down 14, you just scored, go ahead and go for two, so it informs you whether or not you should kick one or two on that second touchdown. I'm trying to understand, like, the process and the philosophy there with going for two with that first touchdown scored when you're down 14.
Yeah, well, I think you understand the philosophy behind it. I think I have to go into every game understanding our team, their team, the matchups, the plays that we have available to us. Do we like them? Do we not? Those are the type of decisions that factor into the game. Obviously, you take all that information in, Daryl, as you know, in all your decisions that you make. But ultimately, you're making decisions based on the game that you're playing and what's in front of you.
And then just a question about Shador and just his progress, similar to what Mary Kay was asking. The fact that, he put up four touchdowns in just his, third start versus what he did in that first start at Las Vegas, just how pleasantly surprised are you with his progression in such a short timeline, considering maybe how far he might have been behind in training camp and maybe the first quarter of the season?
Yeah, again, not the terms I'd use other than tell you I've been really impressed by his work ethic. And that's going back to since the moment he got here. That's what we've been striving to work with him and with all of our guys. As you know, that's been a huge area for us is player development of all of our players. And I think the guys, when they embrace it, that's the fun part where you get to see these guys making strides. So he's still very early into his career, and he would tell you the same. You want to have constant improvement in everything you're doing. There's moments in these games that come up that are hard to replicate in practice. You can talk through them on tape. You can talk through them in a walkthrough, and then you get the rep in a game, and that's the most valuable learning tool you can have. And I think he will only take all of that and use that to his development moving forward.
Next, we go to Scott.
Hey, Kevin. Couple other injury questions. Do you have an update on Denzel and David coming out of the game?
Yeah, no update other than to say we'll see how they are come Wednesday.
Jack still in the protocol?
Yes.
Wyatt out this week?
Yes.
Okay. And then, after, with time to reflect on it, the idea of going with the hot hand with Shador on that last two-point conversion, like, do you have any second thoughts about it? I understand, why he went to the Wildcat, but the fact that he'd been playing so well, does that make you think twice about it?
Listen, when you come up short like you do, you think about everything and what you could do differently. Obviously, when you get in those moments, you have the calls ready to roll and plays that you've talked about pre-game and throughout the week. There are going to be times where you want to call back. There'll be times where you have success and it didn't come off exactly how you wanted it. But bottom line is, we came up short in both those tries, and that's where I have to look at it and say, are there things that we can do better? And that's my job to look at it constantly.
Thanks.
Next, we'll go to Chris.
Hey, Kevin, I wanted to ask you about Ethan out, I'm assuming Luke is will be the starter against Chicago?
Yes.
Is there some benefit, at least in the transition, that Shador has worked a lot with Luke over the course of the offseason and everything, in terms of that connection between the quarterback and center?
Yeah, I understand the question potentially, but I think those guys all work really well together. Throughout this offseason, Chris, they've all kind of gotten reps with different guys. So I think Luke's somebody that you know, when you're playing that position, the center position, we put a lot on your plate. And when you're working with Poe and your Poe's backup, you really have to lock in and understand all that. And Luke has worked very hard. So he's done a nice job of making sure he's ready to roll in any instance that we may need him. And I think he'll be ready to roll in this one.
One last question then on Shador and just his pocket presence and, you know, how, you know, one of the issues it seemed like he had early on was drifting a lot, you know, and drifting backwards. It seems like he's doing a better job, more consistent job of staying within the pocket, getting out obviously when he needs to, but just how have you seen him grow in that regard in his game?
Yeah, that's definitely been a area of focus for him that I think he continues to improve. I think there were multiple plays in that game where there was really good evidence of really good footwork that you can coach off of, that you want to, you know, point out that this is exactly the drill work. This is what you're working on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's showing up here on Sunday.
Thanks.
All right, next go to Tony.
Kevin, hi. Was it a mistake not to start Shador earlier?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into those type of things, Tony. I'm obviously focused on what's in front of us.
And about the second two-point conversion, Betonio said after the game, you guys were repping that play back in Philadelphia. I remember seeing it myself. But the fact is, Judkins was not with you in Philadelphia. So did he get reps Friday on that play?
He did.
How'd he do?
We ran the play. So, but, you know, Tony, bottom line is it's we'll always look at things that we can do better, but I trust our guys. We work hard during the week to rep plays that we may play that you may show in the game. But that was not the issue there.
Okay. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, next one, Ashley.
Hey, Kevin, I had a question about the first two-point conversion attempt. So I guess following up on what Chris was asking, was there an issue with the snap with Luke being in at that point and Ethan having come out? And was there any confusion just on the snap itself?
Yeah, no confusion in the snap. Obviously, you know, center quarterback exchanges, you don't want them to show up in a game like that. Those guys have had plenty of reps together. That you get reps before and after a series, those type of things. So that was unfortunate for that to happen at that moment.
And then, like, when the ball came out, it looked like kind of like multiple guys on both teams just standing around for a second or two. Like, was there just confusion the rules, or what do you think happened?
We actually just watched a play on Friday from the Miami-New Orleans game where there was an interception that went back on a two-point play, which, we, you know, is a pick two. You get 2 points for it. So we just looked at that. It appeared to me like we touched him down. Now, we didn't look at it any closer because the result was what it was. But the guys know the rules there.
Okay, thanks.
All right, next go to Jeff.
Hey, Kevin, I have two questions. 2 years ago, your special teams were really good. Why do you think there have been so many issues this year?
Yeah, it's something that we look at really week to week, Jeff, on things that we can improve upon. Obviously, disappointed in yesterday and some of the things that happened yesterday that can't happen, but that's something we look at every week.
And then your defense has been so good against the run. What happened there yesterday?
Yeah, like you said, we've been very good in that area. It was uncharacteristic for us. We'll get back to work.
All right, thank you.
All right, next we'll go to Cam.
Hey, Kevin, kind of off of that run stop and defense question, obviously your first game without Malik Collins, was any of that felt, maybe the loss of him and trying to, as you said, you can't replace him, you just have to have guys step up for him, maybe the ramping up and getting them used to that kind of role?
Cam, obviously Malik's a big part of who we are and our success and our, you know, our culture and all those things. So he's, of course, you're going to miss him, but we expect the guys that are in there to do their job.
And sticking on the defense, Alex Wright, Isaiah McGuire able to go in that one. Did you see them need to maybe ramp up a little bit at coming back from their injuries? And what are you expecting from them in these last four?
No, I thought there were some good moments from both those guys. Obviously, when you're coming off injury, you're definitely only going to improve. So I think they'll be even better next week.
Thanks.
All right, we'll go to Joe.
Kevin, just on analytics in general, because I know everybody uses them a lot throughout the league now, especially you guys. How much do you balance the analytics and the numbers over maybe having a young roster when it comes to making the decisions like going for two and all of that?
Yeah, I don't know if the young roster necessarily factors into that decision, Joe. I think every decision you make is based on, I mean, you can say analytics, but, you know, how good the defense is on a short yardage, what their percentage is of stopping the other team. Is it statistics and use that to make your decisions. And then you look at the matchups and your players versus their players. So I think it's certainly a tool and it's information to take in, but I think there's so much that goes into decisions when you're making them. The decision to go for two when you're down, you know, to start the series at 14, that's also based on the plays you have available to you, the matchups, those type of things. So I don't think it's ever just a black and white picture, if you will.
And then just game Sunday, I think 230 receiving yards after the catch. It seems like Shador, during his three starts, has been good about finding the open receivers and letting them operate in open space. Is that one of the areas of his game where you've seen progress too, where you've been able to get yards after the catch where maybe you didn't early in the season?
I don't know. I wouldn't compare it to early in the season. I would tell you when you talk about rack and those type of things, I think it's there's a lot of dimensions to that, but certainly the accuracy of the throw factors into it. When you put the throw where the receiver or the tight end or the running back doesn't have to break stride, that allows you to maximize your speed throughout the route and into the play. And then it's the receivers winning versus man. I think Jerry's route, his big touchdown was versus man. He won, and he won with a lot of separation. So I think it all factors into it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, a few more. Mary Kay.
Yeah, just wondering, Kevin, now that you guys are officially eliminated from playoff contention, what's your confidence level that you have the infrastructure, the leadership group in place to make sure that these guys are going to be out there just fighting all the way to the end and playing as hard as they have been?
Yeah, we know it's in front of us, Mary Kay, and that's all that we'll focus on. We got a big test this week in Chicago. That's the most important thing in front of us.
Okay, thank you.
Tony.
Thank you. You hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Kevin, when you guys broke down the 53 roster in September with 13 or 14 rookies, first-year players, how much of an understanding was there in the organization that this was going to be tough to win with that many rookies? And has your expectations overall been higher or lower than what we're getting here at 3-10?
Yeah, all I would tell you, Tony, is that the guys who are on the roster are guys that I trust, we trust. I don't get caught up in that type of thing other than to say that these young players that we're counting on continue to get better, and they got the right attitude.
Okay.
All right, last one from Scott.
Yeah, and I guess it relates to what Tony just asked you, but given you're playing so many rookies, especially on offense in key roles, is it just the cost of doing business that there's going to be mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes are in really critical moments?
I mean, in the sense that young players make mistakes, sure, but we trust our guys. These guys, part of making a mistake is you're learning from it and you're going to get better at it. I've told you guys many, many times, and this is still true, that this rookie class, especially the rookie class, because we're talking about them, they have the right attitude. They've worked like crazy since the moment they've been here. They keep the main thing, and that's what we'll continue to do. We'll just focus on the work and what's in front of us.
And I guess specifically after like the 2-point play with Quinshon, like what do you say to him when it doesn't go like you guys wanted it to go?
Yeah, I'll keep all those conversations between our guys internal, but we trust Quinshon. I trust all of our young guys, and we'll just continue to work at it, and that's what we'll do.
Thanks.
All right, that wraps us up. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you, guys.
There's Kevin Stefanski. Said a couple of things there about Shadur in particular. We dig in next on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.